Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm here with the Youth Media Team, and we're here with Shannon Kearney. You spoke about your new approach to Macbeth in introducing ICT. How much effect do you think this has had on students' attitude to learning?
Thanks, Lorcan. I think that the students have had a very positive response so far. I've seen this in the data that I've collected from them and the quantitative and qualitative surveys to support that, and as well as just their anecdotally, they seem very positive. They say that they feel more confident and more engaged in the learning process. In particular, some of the things that they feel like they learn are how to use new technology tools, as well as English-specific things like comprehending Shakespeare and their ability, as they say, to translate Shakespeare. So they've also reported more positive feelings toward the idea of learning Shakespeare through our discussion about whether or not he's still relevant, and through the different activities that they engaged in, they overall had a more positive attitude about studying Shakespeare in general. So it was, in my view, pretty successful.
Do you think this approach could be used in other subjects, and what effect do you think this would have on those subjects?
Right, so the approach that I'm using is the Bridge 21 approach to teaching and learning, which is a 21st century approach. And other colleagues of mine are actually trying to use the same approach in different subjects, such as history and math and physics, and they're having similar positive results and feedback from students. So I think it absolutely can be used for pretty much any subject.
Have you noticed any major problems with using the Bridge 21 approach?
Generally, the Bridge 21 approach has been wonderful. And what our biggest challenge right now is fitting that into the traditional school system. So because schools are structured in a certain way physically and have a particular timetable, adapting the Bridge 21 approach for that in school situation is a little bit challenging. So as Brendan Tangney, the director of the Bridge 21 organization and research feedback, would probably say there needs to be systemic change before the Bridge 21 approach could really take off in schools.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.